Governor Evers issued an executive order today suspending in-person voting for what was scheduled to be tomorrow's statewide spring election. That comes after Evers last Friday called on lawmakers to postpone the election despite maintaining for weeks that it should continue. But the GOP declined to move the election date in recent days. Now Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald have filed a formal challenge with the state Supreme Court, saying in a statement earlier today, quote, the clerks of this state should stand ready to proceed with the election. Craig Gilbert is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you.
Well, this is coming really fast. Lots of changes, just it's minute by minute here. The latest, it looks like, Craig, this is in the state Supreme Court now.
Yeah, someone on the Wisconsin Elections Commission that just met used the term whiplash to describe, you know, the rapidity of events, and that's a pretty good term. I mean, we have three court cases pending as we speak, and the election was supposed to be tomorrow. So everything about this is volatile, it's changing, it's subject to more change. We've obviously seen a lot of election drama and conflict in Wisconsin, but nothing like this.
All right, let's take a timeline now over the last few days. Previously, Governor Evers had been saying he didn't think he could unilaterally move an election date on his own. He threw it to the legislature, he called a special session. What's happened there over the last few days?
Yeah, so Governor Evers did change his position. You know, it's funny, weeks ago when Governor Evers was saying he didn't have the authority to do this, there were some conservatives saying, yeah, you have the authority, you just haven't used it. And now those positions are reversed. So Governor Evers made this move. The legislature has rejected his previous proposals for changes in the ground rules of the election. And you've got a federal court case going on, which has been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. You've got the action before the state Supreme Court, and you have additional action in another federal court.
Now, if Governor Evers' announcement today goes through all whatever courts it ends up in, if that plan just stands, what happens? What does our election look like?
You mean if Governor Evers...
If his delay plan goes through and holds up.
Yeah, so then there is no in-person voting tomorrow, and there's a lot more time to cast absentee ballots, presumably by mail. It's sort of unclear to me whether the Governor Evers plan anticipates any additional in-person early voting or any in-person voting at a date certain down the road, but the idea would be to give people a lot more time to cast absentee ballots. More than 1.2 million people have requested absentee ballots. Some of that is in-person early voting, but most of it is mail ballots, but only less than 800,000 of those mail ballots have actually been returned. And under the rules offered by a federal court last week, voters have until April 13th, another week, to return those mail ballots, but that issue is also being litigated.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about what was going to be Election Day tomorrow, what might still be Election Day tomorrow, but Governor Evers said no in-person voting tomorrow. Let's have an extended time to send in ballots. Lawmakers, now Republican lawmakers, suing to keep the election on tomorrow. Craig, as we ran up to this, it seemed like there was a growing list of local government leaders, health officials, and more trying to get this thing bumped back. What kind of things do we see from around the state?
Well, we're certainly seeing some mayors around the state. They had called for a postponement of the election. Some health officials had called for a postponement of the election. Some of this, in fact, a lot of it, has broken down, as many things do concerning Wisconsin elections, along party lines. Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin's history, even more so, I would say, than other states. And that makes it very difficult for the governor and the legislature to get together on the same page when it comes to how to deal with an unanticipated crisis that affects the way we vote. But Wisconsin, because of the timing of all this, is being watched by other states.
Yeah.
And a lot of observers outside the state, because they're looking ahead to November, and states are going to have to deal with some of the same issues in the if the pandemic persists in the run-up to November, and whether they have to start thinking about converting to mail voting in a much bigger way than they have in the past.
I've been reading some of the national coverage of this still scheduled election as of this weekend for tomorrow. One of the themes has been, what the heck are you doing, Wisconsin? A lot of people from other states and in the national media and political landscape wondering why we were still doing this thing, given that other states had bumped, again, their primary elections. We have more than a primary. What's been the argument here for keeping in-person voting tomorrow?
Well, and it's not entirely partisan. I mean, it is a legitimate interest, I think, public interest, to not postpone elections. And the question is whether you can conduct an election safely or not. But I think the argument's been made that, and I think if you look ahead to November, nobody wants to postpone the November election.
Right.
So that's a legitimate argument to make. And there's so we're talking about competing kind of public interests. You've got obviously public health. You have sort of the fairness and equity of whatever set of rules we end up with. And then you have the interest in kind of letting the democratic process unfold. These things are in competition right now.
Craig, I think a lot of people are looking at the actions of both sides in our state government and wondering if, you know, there's a political calculation there. Is there any way to even judge whether having an election tomorrow or postponing it helps one side or the other? Or are we in such uncharted territory that there's no way to figure out what impact that could have?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and we are in uncharted territory, and that makes it harder to sort of calculate the partisan costs and benefits to each side. I think, as an article of faith, Republicans tend to see early voting, which includes, you know, which is a form of absentee voting, as kind of a more of a democratic thing, and they think their voters are more likely to turn out on election day. You also have the fact that Republican voters, according to the polling, seem to be less alarmed by the pandemic, and so Democratic voters may be more likely to stay home. I've looked at the voting patterns in the absentee ballots requested and returned, and you have both Democratic and Republican counties generating a lot of absentee ballots, but they tend to be the bigger counties. I mean, Dane, Milwaukee, Waukesha are all generating a lot of absentee ballot requests. The counties up north and to the west are generating fewer. How that, you know, nets out in partisan terms is hard to calculate because we're in uncharted territory and you can't make apples to apples comparisons with past elections.
Now, neither of us is a constitutional lawyer or a state constitutional lawyer, but it could just come down to a very straightforward interpretation of Wisconsin's constitution, right? Regardless of the health stuff, the question in front of the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, is, I guess, does the governor have the authority to go it alone and do this? Is that what we're watching for there?
Yeah, I mean, he's asserting emergency powers. But, you know, you're talking about a statute that it is open to interpretation. And, you know, we're going to have to wait and see how the court rules. There's nothing specific in state statutes that kind of address the kind of crazy scenario that we're living through right now. So it's a matter of how you interpret that sort of general and broad language in the state laws.
Now, one of the elections here is for a state Supreme Court justice. It's a primary for the presidential race. It's a general election for state and local elections. I understand the Justice Dan Kelly, who's on the ballot, is recusing himself from the case since it directly affects his campaign. Can you remind us, Craig, what's at stake in that statewide election whenever it happens?
Yeah, so we have the big statewide race on the ballot is the nonpartisan contest for state Supreme Court. There's a 5-2 sort of conservative liberal split on the court right now, and the incumbent Dan Kelly is the conservative candidate. If he were to win, you'd preserve that 5-2 split. If he were to lose, it would be a 4-3 split. These elections, as everybody knows, have become very politicized and very partisan and very close. I mean, the election a year ago was an incredibly narrow victory by the conservative candidate. So these are elections that matter a lot to the two parties because it's the state Supreme Court that ends up kind of refereeing these disputes about voting laws and election laws.
In our last few moments, Craig, what pieces of this story are you watching for next?
Well, I mean, aside from, you know, what does the U.S. Supreme Court do and what does the state Supreme Court do, it's hard to know even how to analyze the politics of this election. You know, we normally would be looking at the Wisconsin election as kind of a barometer, you know, of how well are the two parties doing at mobilizing their voters. You know, we'd be looking at the Democratic primary, even though the Democratic presidential race is mostly over. It's hard to do any of that because this election's being conducted under such exceptional circumstances that the real story, I think, for a lot of us is just the drama surrounding how and when the election is going to be conducted, and hoping that it isn't conducted to the detriment of people's personal health.
We'll keep watching for that. Thanks to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel with us today to talk about the latest on tomorrow's maybe election day, still up in the air. Stick around, more to come on Central Time.